This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The podcast Klaxon has gone off on a Friday, which usually means one of two things. Either someone's been hired or someone's been fired. Fortunately, someone's been hired. Welcome to Portman Road, Lewis Travis. Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast discussing the town up or down since 2015. Welcome to a live reaction special. On the day, Town make their second signing of the January window. I didn't get to use it last year and neither did Craig or Joe, so I'm gonna sound the transfer siren. Here we go. Transfer alert. Yeah, Lewis Travis has joined from Blackburn on loan, joining Jeremy Sarmiento from West Brom or / Brighton. And joining me to give his immediate reaction is Dave Diamond. And we're delighted to welcome from Rovers Chat, an inside track, Dan from Rovers Chat. We'll start with Dan, actually, first of all, because bless you, you've given up your Friday evening to come and chat with a load of Ipswich fans about a player who's left your club. So how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm okay. I've recovered from it. It's you know what it's like when a player leaves. It's an interesting one, but sure, we'll get into that and discuss, you know, why he's actually left Ewood.
Yeah, we'll kind of drill into the details shortly. We also need to give you a massive amount of credit for the shirt behind you as well. I assume that is belongs to Morten Gamst Pedersen.
Oh, okay,
someone you bloody love, surely.
Well, yeah. Well,
an incredible player, weren't he? Up there with the best I've seen. So, yeah.
Ping one.
One of his clubs, you never know which.
Yeah, him and two guy always stood out for me.
Thunderbees, ahoy. Yeah, Dave, give us your kind of immediate take on this one.
Yeah, good. I mean, in which has been apparent with our sort of signings, well, since McKenna era in the last two seasons, really, some have sort of publicly came in and sort of, you know, there's been whispers and, you know, when they've arrived, it's no great surprise. But this came out of complete left field earlier today, which has been the case of one or two of our signings. But look, experienced, clearly very experienced Championship player. We know we're going to be short, certainly for the next couple of games in that area, with Morsy being suspended. Obviously got a very good pedigree, came through the Liverpool Academy from about the age of like five or something, I think I was reading, yeah, right the way through, for goodness sake. So obviously got a very good pedigree, obviously very well rated, well, was very well rated at Blackburn, club skipper, but clearly has recently found himself, I say out in the cold, but on the bench for the last few games. I think, what I read earlier, Dal Thomason's come out and said, is it Tronstad who's playing in there at the moment in his position, is doing a job. And obviously, Dan, well, you'll fill us in more on this, but clearly struggling for form recently. I think, what, lost six out of the last eight or something like that. So, yeah, obviously all is not quite well, certainly on the pitch, all is not quite well there at the moment. So, yeah, for us, I'd say it's a, you know, it's a loan, it's a kind of win-win for us, an experienced Championship player. In that, very much that sort of defensive, well, clearly defensive midfield role.
and a bit of flexibility in terms of other positions he can
fullback as
cover
well.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that in a second, but we are live. So let's say hello to folk in the chat, even to Philip, he's here, Dan, Paul, lots of people here. Give us your views on the signing. And if you want to talk about Jeremy Sarmiento as well, we'll linger around that as well. If you want to talk about Wimbledon or if you want to talk about selections and when these players come in. But good to, we've got the Travis puns here, FBI track, to anyone listen to the man who, after Mikey tweeted it earlier, it's going to be difficult, Dave. He's one of these guys who's got two first names for his first and last name, and we are definitely going to mix those up.
It's going to be Travis Lewis, isn't it? It's going to
Travis
be that.
Lewis. Yeah, but a lot of people here in the chat, which is great. Happy New Year to folks. Romeo spotted my nice new Umbro hoodie. Yeah, loving that. Philip, sounds like Magic McKenna has bagged himself a real shrewd signing. MW, great start to the window. Yep, and a lot of love for you as well, Dan. Thank you for your time too, Dan. Much appreciated to get an Ewood perspective. Romeo thought Rovers looked a good footballing side when they played us this season. I think Travis played in that game. He did, and he got an assist as well, didn't he, Dan? I'm trying to remember who scored the goal.
Yeah, the first goal, Sigurdsson. The one that Sigurdsson put over the keeper.
Yeah, David saw one Blackburn reaction video that was aghast that this has happened. Well, Dan is hopefully going to fill us in a little bit as well. Bits is here as well, mate. Bits, big Dan in the house. Here's a question. How long will Blackburn keep their current manager as a new one might ask for a recall? We shall see about that as well. Stephen, wishful thinking here, Dave. Sammy Smodic next. If we had a bid accepted, we'd never agree terms with him, would we? He'd stick two fingers up.
I think he's probably out of our league at this, 16 goals, 15, 16 goals. Yeah, I think that props takes him out of our league at the moment.
Yeah. Someone's mentioned Jonathan Douglas. He's ex-Blackburn as well, isn't he, Jonathan Douglas?
He is, yeah. Yeah? Yeah, quite a while,
Hope he doesn't play like him. Poor Douglas. He got a lot of stick, didn't he?
He looks like Jonathan Douglas, really?
As in, maybe stature-wise, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Versatility, a big bonus, says Moby. But yeah, a lot of love here. And more Travis songs being put in the chat. Very quickly, just for those, for the uninitiated. So Travis, 26 years old, defensive midfielder, can play either side of fullback as well, I think, and has done, and Dan will tell us more about that in recent weeks. Over 200 appearances for Rovers since August 2016. 20 appearances for Blackburn this season in the league, 12 of which have been starts. No goals, but two assists. And for central midfielders, pretty decent as well. Very similar to our own Sam Morsey, is on 7 yellow cards. No red cards, but has managed to chalk up a few yellows. And we mentioned the assist against Ipswich. And had been Rovers skipper since 2022, I think, since last season. Drifted out a little bit. No appearances, Dan, in the last two. Just give us your take. Give us your summary on the situation.
It's one that's hard to explain, really. So for anyone needing context, Rovers are essentially in a financial situation where the owners are situated in India. They've had a block by the Indian government for sending money over to Ewood.
Right.
And basically all they can send is the money to keep the lights on down at Ewood. So every 2-3 months they apply to the High Court and say, look, we need £11 million or the club's going to shut down. So the Indian government say, yeah, you can have £11 million, but it has to go on the lights. We have to kind of say, look, we're spending £500,000 on this. We're repaying a COVID loan and all that. So that's essentially the reason Travis has gone. Although he is out of favour at the club, we'd have just kept him around because we need midfielders. We're very short on options. So essentially, it's the financial situation. He has had his issues with the manager. The manager likes his midfielders to be, I'd say, two midfielders that do more than just breaking the play up, which is what Travis's main attribute is, really, of being that midfielder that wins the ball back and then gives it to someone with a bit more quality than him, with all respect to him. So our midfielders are now expected to pick the ball up, drive forward with it, play someone through on goal, play it out wide. And that's kind of been Travis's downfall. Tronstad, who Dave mentioned at the start, has really come in and just made the position his own. You know, he's probably the first name on the team sheet at the moment. So Lewis Travis was sat there in the position of, he wants to play football, which I respect as well. You know, you could easily sit around and pick up a decent wage, which he is doing here. He wants to go and play football. He wants to be in and around the squad, and I can't really begrudge him for that. Like you mentioned as well, Rich, he's played at fullback at times. He's good there, but it's not his position. He can get caught out like you'd expect for a player playing out of his main position. So he's in this situation at the club where we really needed to get rid of someone for money. That's just the honest situation. He was probably up there with the people that I got rid of, but I'd have sold him if I were going to sell someone. I don't see the point in a loan. it makes no sense to me. I'd rather shift him out for a bit of money. And any money we do get can go back into the playing squad, which is another key thing, that whatever wages Ipswich are covering of his, which we don't really know the details of, Rovers can spend them against. I imagine that was on the mind. Can we shift out a midfielder on X amount and bring in someone, probably a striker, which is what we need, on Y amount? So, yeah, it's a situation that we don't really want to happen, but unfortunately in the position we're in, we'd much rather lose him than maybe Adam Wharton, who people are talking about, like they did with Alex Scott, and, you know, lose that talent. So it's kind of the lesser of two evils of what we're losing, but you'll listen to the reaction on Twitter. Rovers fans aren't happy, and rightly so, really.
Yeah, and to your point about maybe some off-field situations that they're having to manage, they've recruited quickly, though. I guess replacement in the aggregate, because you brought in two players, Ben Kriseni, 20-year-old left-back from Villa, Yasin Ayari, who we know from recently playing against Coventry, but although he was subbed off at 45 minutes. But that kind of tells the story, really, in terms of these are probably more inexperienced players than maybe what you've lost through Travis, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the issue is that the manager's bemoaned this whole season. He's bemoaned the inexperience of the side, because we are a young side. You listen when we come to Portman Road that, you know, the striker who started up front had only made 10, 15 appearances. We've got every position, except for one or two, is kind of a player in either the first or second season. So we're there in that situation where he does have very good teeth, by the way. He really does. we're in that situation where we need experience, and then suddenly we lose a player with 200 and odd appearances, and we bring in two players that don't have 30 between them at senior level. But that's the situation we're in. Whatever money comes out, we've got to put back in. We have a good relationship with Brighton as well. We've got Andrew Moran on loan currently. We've got we had Jan-Paul Van Eck, who's now a key player for Brighton, Rida Kadra, that people are listening in recent years. So we've kind of gone to the people we know and say, can you do us a favour for a little less money than Travis were on? And that's ultimately where we're at. Our aim this year, according to the CEO, was to stay in the division, which when you finish seventh last year, you can kind of see why everyone's a bit cheesed off. But he's come out in the press and said that a good season would be keeping our heads above the water. And I think this is kind of showing it, that we know we're not going to be in that top six chase, which, again, I think it's gone up in a lot more quality. How often do you see a club being in a Ipswich position like they've been this year? So a lot more talent in the top six. And I don't think we'll struggle near the bottom. I think we're just happy to get through this year, keeping the lights on down at Ewood. I'll be truly honest.
Dave, I guess from an Ipswich fan perspective, I guess there's two things, and you've already alluded to. So one of them is, I just love how there's no rumour mill. There's obviously a lot of conjecture around transfer windows, but this got done pretty swiftly, albeit I think got noises in the press, didn't we, first thing, that something was happening. But I guess it's a strange one, because it's very rare that you see a loan between two teams in the same division, or at least a loan that doesn't seem to have an indication of a permanent deal being set in stone at the end of it. Give us your thoughts on the kind of nature of the deal.
Yeah, it is a kind of an odd one. I mean, clearly he's one of the highest wage earners. You know, he's just signed, I think he's contracted to 26, did I see? Something like that, I think. So clearly he's one of the higher wage earners. And it's, from what Dan has just said there, it's basically to get, well, say not get him off the wage load, but to shed some of his wage. So it's probably, you know, as it stands, yes, it's an odd one, a loan between two clubs in the same division is quite odd, but I can see it's probably at this stage it's a win-win for both. And pretty much that's what Thomason alluded to in his interview, wasn't it? Did I see, Dan, he was linked with Millwall as well
in the summer, I think.
Yeah, in the Millwall summer, yeah.
Yeah, they were talked about putting a bid in, but apparently it was, you know, quite a derisory bid, so Rovers put aside. Travis's future's been a bit in the balance. I don't know if you saw Thomason said that he has to leave twice at the start of the season.
Yeah,
now,
I did see that.
Whether that's a good thing for your manager to come out and say about your captain, who's still technically one of your players as well, it's a bit of a thing, isn't it? But where we're at the moment.
Dan, given the financial situation, I mean, do you see, I hate to sow this seed, but do you see a situation where someone might come in with a crazy bid for Smodics and he'll be off?
It wouldn't shock me. I would, if I was another club. If I were one of the bigger clubs in this league, I'd probably say, you know, chuck a few million away, test the waters. I don't think we will. We're not in, see, this is what's strange. We're not in a situation financially where maybe clubs like Bolton have been in before, where the lights could go off, where the Indian government will let us keep the lights on and let us keep paying the staff. But we're in that situation where, again, if someone did come in with 6 or 7 million for Smodic, and we could put that back in the squad, I think we'd be there going, do you know what, 7 million on this squad. Thomason's proven his record as well. When he's gone out and paid money for players, Smodic was his first one, we paid 1.5 million. Everyone looked at it and thought, my God, what are you spending that money on? And then obviously it comes in, Dom Hyam, Callum Britt, and everyone he does actually spend a decent amount of money on has turned out good. So we could be turned. If I'm a big championship club needing someone to put the ball in the net, maybe a lead to someone that and maybe just struggling to get over the line, press the water.
And if someone at Leeds, someone like comes in with a crazy bid for Somerville, he's that type of player. Yeah. He'd be a good reader. I mean, you mentioned him earlier, Dan. I really like that Adam Wharton. I think he's great, a great, elegant looking player, isn't he? I love that guy.
You can keep away from him, though.
No, I'm sure he can. Well, just a lovely, elegant, lazy left foot type player. I love that sort of player.
You need to give a shout out to our mate Bits, who's done a super chat on the Friday, but I think this is in your honor, Dan. Don't know how much you're paying Dan for his appearance. We've got to pay him now, $4.99 Bits. So buy him a drink. Yeah, we'll make sure Dan's compensated one way or the other. We'll give him some Blue Monday merch or something like that. But thank you, Bits, for your support of the podcast as always. If you're watching live, please do give us a thumbs up and subscribe as well, because hopefully this isn't the end of the transfer announcement shows and the live reactions. So plenty more content coming this January and the usual stuff as well. But thumbs up is very much appreciated, folks, as well. And please get your questions in for Dave and Dan as well. We'll stick around as long as you folks have got questions, either about Lewis Travis or about Jeremy Sarmiento or about even Blackburn, given we've got Dan here as well. So get your questions in and we'll chat about those. Dave, in terms of the midfield config, it's one of those, again, annoying things where we've done a big script of five midfield targets that Ipswich might target, and this one obviously not on the radar. But your thoughts in terms of was a midfielder high on your shopping list in January? We know Morsey's obviously a bit of a ticking time bomb suspension wise. We know Lee Evans is a little bit injury prone. Luongo maybe the wrong side of 30 now, but having an amazing season. But your thoughts on whether this is something we needed?
I guess so. Yeah. If you'd have asked me this perhaps just before Christmas, just after Christmas even, perhaps I'd have said no, not requirement. But seeing and this is no disrespect, because, you know, he really hasn't had an opportunity, really, but seeing Dom Ball replace Morsey for that one game suspension, that QPR game, it was a big drop off. It was a really big drop off. So, yeah, you know, you'd think Travis would basically come in and fulfill that role really. And when you think with Lee Evans out, well, probably we're not going to, I would be very surprised if we see him again. Probably Cameron Humphreys, is he really up to planning now this consistently at this level? I thought he did okay at left back against QPR, but yeah, at this moment in time, I don't see him competing for that central midfield too. And you're right about Luongo being the wrong side of 30. So is Morsey, but Morsey's just at a level that we all know, isn't he? So, it's going to be an interesting one. You know, I mean, you know, Travis, he's made the right noises that he hasn't come to, you know, sit on the bench. Well, yeah, that will be the interesting one, given how good Morsey and Luongo to date have been as a pair. It will be really interesting to see how McKenna manages it, really.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought you make about Cam Humphreys. A lot of debate has now ensued because we've obviously got the deal done for Travis pretty swiftly, but there is a lot of people still in the squad, including names that you mentioned, Dom Ball. Cam Humphreys is happy to stick around as long as the club need him, but you kind of feel like if Travis can play fullback and central midfield, then that kind of makes him more of a prospect for loan. But what about Williams as well? Brandon Williams.
Yeah, I mean,
Kevin asks about Williams' competition and cover for two fullback positions. But
God knows. Yeah. I mean, that's just an odd one with Brandon Williams in it. We don't, you know, from what we understand, we don't know this, but from what we understand, that there's perhaps off the pitch issues that he's got. He hasn't really been the same player. I know he picked up that injury, but he hasn't really been the same player since what, November onwards, probably when he didn't figure for a while, and he really hasn't been the same player since. So yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Brandon Williams. Yeah, frustrating because he was absolutely superb, wasn't he?
Absolutely brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah. But we'll see what happens there. An interesting one.
Evening to the Blackburn fans that are joining us and loyal Rovers chat subscribers as well, I'm sure. Who's the Mike lookalike, Dan? Is it me or is it Dave? Because Dave's Sean Locke and my Mike.
No, it's you, Rich. I think he's on about you there.
Is it something about the hair and the... Oh, I don't know. I don't want to go there. I'm sure he's very attractive, whoever
you've
he is.
You've got better accent. Don't worry about that. He's a Brummy, so don't worry. You've got the better accent.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just going back into the chat. Romeo here. No one can replace Morsy, but hopefully a combination of Travis, Luongo and Taylor can make a decent fist of it. Dan, can you clarify which side is Travis? I've picked him up as more of a right side in terms of the fullback situation. Can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, so if he's fullback, he's definitely going to be right back. He has played at left back, but like Josh says there, really, it's kind of with right back's a last chance for him. You know, it's one of them where if you need a right back, he'll fill the role. Don't expect him to be this right back that is going to do a lot for you. He's definitely the right side of midfield, you know, a midfield two. We've played a 4-2-3-1 for however long I can remember, really, and Trav's always been a part of that. We're looking at his stats, really, for, you know, season by season. This year, he's played 20 games, which isn't a bad return, but 42 last year, 45 the year before, 19 the year before, but that was quite a big injury picked up, and then 43 the year before that. So we're talking, you know, 3 or 4 seasons we've basically been in the squad every game, having the odd one out. So, you know, he's a key player, or he was a key player for Rovers. He's just not fell for him, right? But right back's his role. He's one of them. You can put him in if you need him, but don't expect a wonderful thing. I saw someone mention Caden Jackson there as well. You've got to remember, we're close to Accrington Stanley, so I've seen enough of Caden Jackson to know he's not for us. Let's put it that way.
Given he's played quite a few games, Dan, presumably his injury record's pretty tidy as well.
Yeah, the only injury I can remember him having was like a ligament injury, one that just come out of nowhere, and that's for a year ago. So he's always been someone that's been in the squad, really, whether that's playing or not. He's always been fit. It's very rare that, you know, he's not part of a matchday squad.
And it is an interesting one, that, Rich, about the, you know, Simon, he's predominantly obviously right side, right. Sounds like he's predominantly a right-footed player, because seemingly in recently when Luongo hasn't played, then that's when Taylor has come in. And last week when Morsy didn't play, predominantly perhaps plays more on the right side, then Don Ball came into play. So it's I can see it was a decent signing for us, I think.
Need to give a shout out to David, 20 wow. euro super sticker. Thank you so much, David, for your continued support of the podcast. It definitely doesn't go on Ipswich Town merchandise. It goes on all the equipment and all the stuff we need to make the podcast happen. So thank you so much, David, for that. Again, if you're watching live, please do give us a thumbs up. And great to see some chat in Twitter as well. I think we've had issues with questions from Twitter. So please do get your comments in if you're watching over there on Twitter. But if you're watching on YouTube, a thumbs up. And if you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate people listening on audio after the fact as well. Just give us a 5-star rating if you're in Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We very much appreciate all of those, all the kind of dark arts to nudge us up, charts and all that kind of stuff that no one apart from me and the pod team cares about. But thank you once again to David for that. Interesting thought here from Clive, Dave, and obviously keen to get your thoughts on this as well, Dan, as well. Clive mentions obviously Travis captain at Blackburn, but maybe captain at Ipswich. I mean, Morsy's missing for 2 games, isn't he? Is to say with injuries or something like that, that, you know, it might be a few more. Luongo obviously took the armband against QPR, Dave, and I don't know your impression, but maybe more of a kind of lead by example rather than lead by communicating or giving people a bit of a bollocking.
Morsy just leads in every aspect. Yeah, I think so. Morsy just leads in every aspect, not only his performance levels, but, you know, how he drives the team, just his style, is how he drives the team forward. yeah, massive. Yeah, sorry, I just saw that.
If you haven't watched his interview with the club yet, the one with Jacob.
Oh, it's a classic. It's a Peter Crouch, wasn't it? It was a Peter Crouch comment, wasn't it? Yeah, Morsy's such a huge influence, I think, on and off the pitch as well. So, yeah, I think you're spot on about Luongo last week. I don't think he has the same, what's the word?
Vocal.
Gravitas. I'm sure he's respected by the rest of the team. But, yeah, Morsy's just a different level completely. So, yeah, again, another positive as I see it, really.
How would you describe his leadership style, Dan? Is he a G-er-upper-er or is he a this is how I, you know, I'm going to show 110% and you all follow me kind of thing?
I think he's quite vocal, to be fair. You can see him on the pitch. Trav's captaincy has been a weird one again with them comments today from Thomason saying that he wanted to leave in the summer. Well, why is he still captain? We're always, in the middle of it. But in terms of that, I think Travis has always been good for others. He's been in the position where he's sat in that midfield and he's done the dirty work, because we obviously have always had either, an Adam Wharton next to him who's more of a passing player rather than get stuck in. I think, just to answer Stephen's comments as well, sorry if you were coming on to it, but about Travis improving the team, I think it goes back to what Romeo put before about having the four options. I don't think he's an improvement on Morsy or Luongo, but I think he's a very good option, and he's one that if you've got him to turn to now, you're not going to lose too much of it. I think that's such a big thing that you see all these other clubs that have got players stockpiled. You've got to stockpile to have a good chance in this league. You've got to have all them players in. And I think he just complements what you have. I don't think he's going to knock either of them two out the team. But like you mentioned with Morsy's yellow card record and suspensions and just playing three games a week, it's not the easiest thing, is it? So I think having him around is just going to be that extra bit. He will boost the team. He will boost the dressing room. I can't see him, having a major impact. I just think he'll be a really good, solid option. And maybe the option that, adds to the squad that you've already got that's doing so well.
Yeah,
cool. And I mean, do you see Danny, perhaps he remained captain, as you said about the inexperience in the squad. Maybe that's why he did remain captain, because there was really no one else perhaps experienced enough. I mean, for me, I'd always like central midfielder to be my captain. I mean, just dominates the pitch. So, maybe that's the case with, what Thomason thought.
Yep, maybe.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. There's three or four options. I think that's it as well, that you look at this team and other than the two who've come in, so Dom Hyam's got captaincy now, Sammy Smodic's his vice captain. Them two aren't massively experienced either, so we're kind of in the, there's not many to pick from, but he's a deserving captain. He really deserves to... he really deserves to be in and have that role. I feel sorry for him, the way he's left. Like you mentioned, Dave, at the start, he's been here for, it must be 10 years now. He's been around the club, started when we were in League One. I feel he's been a bit mistreated as such, but
where did his replacement come from? Where did Tronstad come from?
Tronstad had played about three seasons in the Dutch League, so real experience. I think he... Yeah. That's probably the experience Rovers have added this summer, that we've gone from a midfielder that, although Travis has 200 appearances, he's still learning. We've got this midfielder who 100 games in the Dutch leagues in three seasons isn't bad at all, is it? So, yeah, I think he's just found himself. He's in that unlucky situation, really, that Adam Wharton's Adam Wharton, so you're not going to get him out of the squad because, let's be honest, he's our financial money for next year or the year after. And then you've got Tronstad, who's come in and done really well. He's just in that position where two players are unfortunately better than him in our squad.
Fair enough. And it happens. Teams evolve, don't they? And off-field stuff as well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You win. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Oh, interesting in the chat, Dave, we've got lots of striker targets. If you haven't watched it already, watch our video with Jacob, 5 striker targets. Interesting to see the managerial situation at Birmingham. It looks like Mogga might end up with someone who's again managed Blackburn. A lot of Ipswich Blackburn links tonight. I'm loving this. But that might affect one of the targets we put there. So do watch that on the channel as well. But some names being chucked around. I think people giving with one hand and taking with the other. Charlie mentions Morgan Whittaker, and then Kevin says he's heading for the Premier League, currently out of our league. He reckons 25 million plus, I don't think he's going to jump ship at this point, although Finazaz is obviously, I think.
And I don't think, if he did, I don't think he'd go for 25 million.
Not quite yet.
But
I think he's 5 million plus, isn't he? Mr. Boyce here, and I'm just continuing the Ipswich Blackburn love in here. Ipswich got anyone we can borrow? I mean, probably not if you're looking for someone as good as Chris Kiwomia. Blast from the past, any Blackburn players you want to chuck out there, Dave? Well, we got Dan here as well. I mean, Roque Santa Cruz is someone that, you know, got to love. They're always, back in the day, had flair attackers, didn't they, Blackburn?
Yeah, we always had a good striker, didn't we?
Benny McCarthy.
I know he's not a striker. I just can't get beyond 2 guy. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't get beyond that. Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Yeah. You'll be loved by Rovers fans for that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a player.
But yeah, in terms of, I mean, it's obviously a common maybe in jest here, but in terms of exits, Dave, we've kind of alluded to maybe Humphreys and Ball maybe being surplus to requirements at this point because of the arrival of Travis. Any other thoughts in terms of exits? We've speculated for quite a while on the pod about Jackson and Ladapo, but you need to bring someone in first, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, I suppose the thing is bringing in these two quite quickly on loan this week, maybe, and I know this was spoken about it on our chat, maybe, you know, paves the way for lining up a striker or two on permanent now, which would be, let's face it, far better. The timing of Rooney's departure and Mogga's appointment might not be great for our other, you know, well known first target. So we'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But yeah, I mean, for me, Ladapo probably, but you know, until they sign someone, I don't think they'll let him go yet. But he would be the most likely one to leave, perhaps permanently in this window, I would have thought, because he's certainly not really getting much of a look in. And it was sort of bad body language when he came on against QPR. When he came off against QPR and stuff, didn't really go for him. He scores one of those. Well, the chance that really unlucky, which sort of like
two,
hit Begovic and bounced over the bar. I mean, it's really unlucky. He didn't do a lot wrong there. If that goes in, it's totally different. And he's up, and who knows? He might score. You know, go and score another couple that game. But yeah, I can see him potentially. Clearly, I think McKenna sees that Jackson can perhaps. He likes Jackson for running those channels. So I think for out and out pace, he gives you something different. But yeah, I'd see if anyone leaving, I'd perhaps see Ladapo, but not until we sign someone, I would have thought.
Yeah. Roy mentioning Leeds in for Kiefer Moore. That would surprise me. I'm not sure he's dynamic enough for Leeds. Is he the physical presence that we need to replace George Hurst with, though? Dave?
I would. Absolutely. Yeah. I would. I very again on our chat last night, quite mixed comments, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not
quite mixed, a fan, quite mixed on that.
I just remember his first spell with us. And
yeah, but come on, he must have been through. Goodness me, he must have been through.
It'd be great to have a full Welsh front four, wouldn't it? For front three, maybe. Who knows on that one as well.
He's looked really good at times. He's looked really good when he's played, for Wales.
He's going to know Broadhead and Burns, isn't he? So, Dan, you're going to need to explain this one. Justice for Bradley Dack.
oh, he's disappearing now. He's off to Sunderland, not getting a game. So I think a few fans are still, still missing him.
Hesitant to mention his name, but obviously he signed for Sheffield United on loan today, Brereton Diaz.
Yeah.
It's not been a... I mean, you brought two in, so...
It's been a bad day, hasn't it?
I need two positives to make up for my one negative. But yeah, it must hurt a little bit, that one. Sorry to bring it up.
No. To be fair, I think we were expecting him to go. I'm ashamed, you know, I'm actually a bit sad for him that it didn't work out in Spain, or it hasn't yet. I know he's got a long contract there, but for me, I thought he'd suit that football a bit more than over here. I think the Premier League, he might struggle a bit. Be interesting to see how he does. Maybe being back home might add that bit extra for him. I hope he does well, but... No, he got a bit luckier at times as well, but we won't mention that because it upsets a few people.
Bradley Dack's the one, though. Christ, yeah, the injury that lad had. Oh, yeah. God, it's just desperate. You know, TV documentaries aside, you know, just the injuries, just man. He just unbelievable. And what a good player he was prior to that.
Yeah. Mr. Boy Singh, Danny, reminds me of the scene in Anchorman where Brick is suddenly stood opposite Rongberg, and he's still very much a Blackburn fan. But maybe there's a loan transfer we can do. I don't know, Dan. We'll have to
at the moment.
The $4.99 super chat is we'll dangle that one in front of you and see where we get to.
I'll tell you what, Dan, if it's any consolation, I did a lot of short 20 minute piece with a Birmingham support with Jay. Jay's brilliant from Birmingham last week. And oh my goodness me, this was prior to Rooney going.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, bless him, he was at his wit's end. Bless him, he didn't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
So hopefully this news today will cheer him up if it comes off.
Huxatron, continuing the similar line of thought that I had about Kiefer Moore, the Welsh connection there. He says has experience, good physique. Continuing the good physique chat, and the only problem would be pace. Certainly not leading the line. Pace, perhaps. Matt's got a question for you, Dan. Yondar Thomason seems to be doing a great job at Ewood. Are you concerned you could lose him, maybe alone?
Thomason's a real, real big debate in the fan base at the moment. Like I mentioned, the financial situation in the summer happened, so it essentially killed off all the transfer plans we had, and we had to change tact. And he's voiced his concerns at that. He spoke about the CEO in the press. He spoke about how the situation kept changing. How the CEO mentioned that all we need to do is stay up. And for me, people are getting tired of his moaning. That's become quite a bit of a thing there. I agree, he's done a good job. I actually think he's done a lot better than people will give him credit for, maybe from an outside perspective, because, you know, he's brought a lot of academy lads through, made them like Travis. He has improved Travis, I think, in his game. So there's a lot like that. But, there's a lot of people who are a bit frustrated with him, a bit annoyed that he keeps complaining. But when you're losing games and there's frustration at other parts of the club, the only place you can really voice your concerns are in the ground, aren't they? So I think sometimes maybe the players get it, the manager does.
I think that's it, Dan. And fair enough what you're saying, and you know what you're saying about perhaps the support he's got, but you've just lost 6 out of 8. You know, how long does he get? And you know, you lose, heaven forbid, you know, you lose, I don't know, 9 out of 11 or something like that, then you start to look behind you, don't you?
The issue is, can we afford to sack him? That's the main problem at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Given you're not,
we're in that bit. Yeah.
But you're not there. You're not nowhere near that.
No.
Yeah, exactly right. And when you can turn over Norwich, and we bloody love that.
Yes, we love that.
Although it gave us some false optimism there. But yeah, I mean, there's always going to be inconsistency, isn't there, with given the challenges you've got. And he's doing enough there. And I think the other thing as well, that whether you are similar to Ipswich fans in this respect, Dan, obviously we had Mick McCarthy in charge for quite a while, quite pragmatic style of play that when it's successful, you accept and you live with it. And when it's not, you don't, and you get very upset. A Blackburn fan's got kind of an expectation of their team's attacking, that means that Thomason's a fit?
It's, again, tough. I think Rovers fans, the first thing is fighting for the shirt, and that's why I think Travis is so loved at Rovers as well, because even if you want to follow him technically, you want to follow his ability in terms of putting his neck on the line, he always would. And that's what we're finding. I think, you know, we want to introduce this playing out from the back bit that, I'm sure you know when fans see us playing out from the back and a mistake happens, you wonder why we do it. we've just stuck with it. And don't get me wrong, it is horrible to watch at times, and you sit there biting your nails. Rovers fans just want a team that fight, and a team that, if you come away from the ground and you think we've put that shift in, like Ipswich away when, you know, we did so well to pull it back, we lost again. People come out of that and kind of said, do you know what, we've been beat off a really good team. We've been beat off a team that are good and just better than us. We don't mind. It's when you're throwing it onto the mouth.
I was going to say that then. I know the game ended 4-3, and it seems silly to say that, but it was a hell of a game. Blackburn played really good. They played some great stuff that day.
I mean, that first goal, Sigurdsson was really brutal.
What about a goal from Smodic?
I mean, the curler into the left side net was great.
It's
goal,
a worldie, didn't it? It was a Luongo worldie to win it half.
I think that's it, though, as well, that every team we've played this year have said, God, Rovers are good, but we keep losing to them. Like, the whole manager did the double over us, and then he come out and said, oh, I'm really happy I don't have to play Rovers again. And you're kind of like, you pick 6 points up against us. You can't be that. You know, that happy.
You every week, yeah.
Yeah, that's been the thing that, like, start of the season, we went to, we lost at Hull at home, manager really bigged us up. We went down to Plymouth and got beat 3-0, and everyone talked about how good we played, which you obviously don't see when it's your own club, do you? You kind of just see the result, more annoyed at the result. The amount of teams, well, we did go to Norwich and batter them, but that's it. That's the thing at the moment, that we've played well that many times. Everyone's just like, yeah, but when's it going to click? How long do you wait for it to click? Because we keep going, do you know what? There's something there, but if you can't add to the squad anywhere and we keep losing games, it kind of becomes the point of, right, how many times can we say it's good before we start saying, where do we get results from? It's tough.
The chat is really interesting. thank you to Mr. Boyce. My hot take aside, this seems like a really decent channel. So thank you for joining us there. Big heads up ahead of the return fixture at Ewood Park. We have a pre-match show that goes out live on a Thursday night. If you follow Ben Bloom's stuff, who's part of our pod team, we're straight after him and Sam Parker. And we try to be quite even-handed with our assessment of the opposition to give our fans the insights ahead of the game. So come and join us for that. We really love to get opposition views on that kind of stuff. And we are live twice a week, Sunday 8 p.m, Thursday 8 p.m. So do come and join us there. Albeit, we will be talking about Ipswich. So, you know, you will get lied to. But yeah, some mentions of Chris Sutton. I'm going to leave that there because we don't want to talk about him. Michael asked about, is he going to score? We talk about two guy and the like. Is he want to score a Thunder Bastard? Maybe the assists are more relevant in Travis's case than the goals scored. Dan, is that fair?
Yeah, that's it. I think Travis, you don't judge him off stats. You really, off numbers like goals and that. I think you judge Travis off, can he break that play up? Can he get the ball forward? I think this is it. Look, Rovers don't have that expectation on the midfielders as such. It's always been, can you just break that play up? Can you be that link in the midfield between the defence and the attack? Because we missed it for so many years. And that's what Travis will do for you. You'll win the ball back. Don't expect him to score goals. His first goal actually came at Norwich. I saw a Norwich fan asking who he was before and all that. But yeah, that's it. That Travis don't get many goals. What he does do, he breaks the play up. He gives it off without being harsh. And it always sounds really disrespectful when I say it, and I feel bad for saying it. He gives it to the players that are better than him and lets them do the job. And I think that's such a thing about him that, you know, what people maybe underestimate, because when you're struggling for goals, you start asking everyone else to chip in when realistically he's just doing his job of winning the ball back. So it'll be a good addition. I've no doubt whatsoever that it'll be good. And to answer that question, yes, 100%. He's in the Morrissey category of yellow cards.
But that's fine. He can put one
in. We don't mind that.
He could join the club. At least he's not on nine, so he's not a walking situation there. And I suspect he'll be playing against Sunderland, won't he, as well, Dave? I just very quickly there put up on the screen, apologies for those listening on the podcast. These are the kind of against players in the same position where Travis ranks in that kind of as a percentile. So green is good, orange is okay, and red is bad. And in terms of successful dribbles, touches in the opposition box, fouls won as well, which is an interesting metric there. Tackles won, duels won, interceptions won, and possession won in the final third. He ranks amongst the highest in the divisions there. So you can see maybe some of the logic there, or the type of players the type of player he is. So that maybe tells some of the story there. We're going to go on for another couple of minutes. So get your final thoughts and our questions in for Dave or Dan before we do some final bits and pieces. Worth noting, I mentioned a couple of transfer target shows that we put out on our YouTube channel. One for forwards and one for midfielders, which is still interesting and relevant. If you're a Blackburn fan, maybe there's some shopping list that we can help you populate there. So five targets. We've done some research. Our mate Jacob's done some research there. So do go and watch those. Give us your thoughts in the comments about those as well. Also done an interview with Ipswich Town women boss Joe Sheehan ahead of their team's resumption of their league form, or their league program, I should say, on Sunday away at Oxford. Really insightful stuff from Joe. Obviously a really great leader, great coach, really some interesting stuff there on what's going on with the women's team. And as I mentioned, the flagship show back on Sunday, 8 p.m. live, looking back on Wimbledon away in the FA Cup. Very quickly on that, Dave, McKenna's mentioned putting out a very competitive side. Does that mean there'll be rotation or there won't be rotation?
I think there'll be some rotation, won't there?
Bolton in goal?
Yes, and I thought so, wouldn't you? Why not? Yes. Yeah, need to give him a game at some point. So, yeah, I mean, funny enough, I saw Chris Sutton's prediction on BBC. He thinks that it won't be a giant killer, because he said he thinks we'll chop and change the team and there will be rotation. So that could be perhaps be a lower division team beating a team from a higher division. So be nice. Again, you know, we know where we are in the division. FA Cup won't be our focus this year. However, it's still nice to have a little run, isn't it? We wouldn't mind that. So being interesting again, not one I'd hazard a guess at what side he'll put out.
Sarmiento start.
I would have thought so, yeah. If he's fit enough, I'd have thought he'd certainly figure, wouldn't you? Interesting to see if he plays Morsey, actually. Do you see that?
Yeah, probably would. I'd have him in there because he makes a difference for us, doesn't he? So and he's going to be out for the next couple of weeks.
Is that important? I still maintain, had he played against QPR, we'd have won that game.
I think you're probably right there as well.
Dan,
are you feeling the magic of the FA Cup when you host Cambridge tomorrow?
Oh, you're home, Dan. All right.
Yeah, that's it. I hate these games. There'll be about 5,000 on. We'll win, I think, but... No, I want a big draw. Every big draw would just get out the cup. But the situation we're in as well, you start thinking, could we be the ones that are labelled as being battered off a lower league club? Probably. But no, we'll have to see.
Should have enough at home. And
I think so.
We have to sorry to do this to you, Dan. It's just like a hat trick of like unfortunate references that I'm going to mention. There's a pretty important FA Cup victory for Ipswich Town at Blackburn Rovers, Dave. Do you remember that? Alan Shearer, there's no easy games apart from Ipswich at home. And then Paul Mason in the last minute of injury. Oh, no, added time, extra time, wasn't it? Snuck the winners, like 95, 96. You probably weren't even born, Dan. But as a young Ipswich Town fan at the time, well, that was quite a meaningful moment for us, having been recently relegated from the Premier League. And Richard Wright, it wasn't his debut, was it, Dave?
He saved everything, didn't he, that night? Yeah, that was something we're playing in those lovely green and maroon shirts, weren't we, I think.
More blasts in the past. Trevor asked Dan, is he old enough to remember Simon Garner?
Simon Garner.
No, we did have him on the podcast though for a little
hey,
plug.
If there you go.
To watch that 2 weeks ago. Really good podcast if you want to check it out. No, I don't.
That's no way to find you.
Yeah,
you can find us on YouTube at Rovers Chat. Search us on any of the audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can also find us on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, at Rovers Chat _. If anyone wants to see us mourn after a game and mourn before a game, you're more than welcome to. We might be positive by the time we play. You never know. It's Rovers.
Well, we've added you on X, and we've also added you in the YouTube description as well. So go and subscribe or check out the guys there and give them some support as well. Very quickly, we'll rattle through these because I've already promised that we're going to finish, and the numbers are still good. So extra time, added time, VAR time or whatever. High press, Michael asks, Dan, is he a high presser?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing this year. We've tried it in the last year or so as well. He'll do it. He'll run for you. That's one of his things as well. He'll be going till the 90th minute because he can just constantly run and constantly go.
Dave, one of our resident Blackburn fans asked us about the possibility of automatic. Matt Letizia is back in Southampton, obviously. No comment there on...
You've, Yeah, you've got to, haven't you? Blimey, you know, with their, you know, the parachute team with their resources, 18 game unbeaten run, and he's only 3 points in it. So, look, we're still holding, and we're still there in second. But yeah, it's going to be tough to stay there for the rest of the season. Of course, it is.
Yeah. Very quick one, Dave. Another midfielder who his situation is up in the air is Idrissil Mazzouni. Give us your take on that one.
Well, interesting one. Yeah, from what we understand, low six-figure bids rejected presumably in this window in the last few days. An interesting one. Clearly, he's well covered at Orient. He's had a great couple of seasons there. Will he get into our team? Probably not. Probably not now. So I think it's just a case of hanging on to get the best fee we can, you know, possibly for him.
Yeah, agree with that one. Thanks, everyone in the chat. Thank you, everyone. If you are still here, please give us a thumbs up before you go. We appreciate that. And a subscribe as well. 5-star rating if you're listening on podcast app of choice. Dave, thank you very much for your summings up, your assessment. Do you want to give us a prediction for Wimbledon tomorrow? As easy as that.
1-2.
1-2. That's exciting. Magic of the FA Cup.
Yeah, I can see it.
Dan and our mates at Rovers Chat, thank you so much for your time as well. Thank you for your honest assessment. And again, thank you for giving up your Friday night and all that kind of stuff as well. We appreciate you. We'll get you a Blue Monday mug or something as a thank you. But you're very much a Blackburn fan, so... No, thank you for joining us here tonight. And thank you everyone in the chat as well. Some good stuff here. We've got a 4-1 prediction from Kevin there. So that'll be, although it might be, is it 1-4, 4-1?
Yeah, I think you mean, does he mean 1-4? What about Dan? We need a prediction from you for tonight.
Oh yeah, then. Cambridge.
Just so I can follow it, just so we've got some interest. What are you saying? Your game.
Oh, for Rovers, yeah.
I'll go 4-3 Rovers with like a good cup win, which can't defend. So yeah, 4-3.
Lot of love for you in the chat as well, but thank you everyone for joining in. Enjoy your Friday night. We'll be back on Sunday for the flagship show, and thank you for joining us on the day that Ipswich Town, let's put his face up, look at him there, serious business face there. Lewis Travis joins online from Blackburn Rovers to the end of the season, and we'll be back for flagship show, and we will, the podcast klaxon will go off if we've got some meaningful business to talk about. But until then, thank you everyone, have a great weekend, we'll see you soon.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.